Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you from Power in Unity Ministries. Boy, the Lord has a wonderful word for you this morning, and I praise Him for His holiness and for His goodness, His mercy that is everlasting. You think you've gone too far, you think again, because God is constantly wooing you back. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I want to thank everyone who continues to talk to us, respond to the videos that we send out. I want to thank you so much. And the ministry is growing. And because of that, so many more people are giving. And it takes me a while to get to you. But if God allows, within two or three, within a day or two, I try to get all of the answer. I just say something back to you that will encourage you also. And I want to thank all those that do support this ministry and continue to support it so we can continue to grow. I need a staff. It's getting to where it's hard for me to do all this work. Marilyn is the computer lady in our ministry and my partner, and I'm the one who does the video. So we work together now, and that's all we have. It's just us right this minute. But, in the future, in the near future, I believe God is really going to slam a door wide open for us to have a staff, at least one or two. I've told God for years, I need a secretary, Lord. Anyway, I want to get right into the Word of God today and what He has for you. He always has something special for you. I want to give a word, Psalms 24 just keeps going in my head. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and the world and all that dwells therein. It all belongs to Him. He created all space and time and dominions. He did all of this. This is the God who lives inside of us. And He starts out by saying, faith and trust in the Lord opens dominions not seen before. As we walk in the spirit of truth, much evil revealed and uproot. Satan, the deceiver of all, through Jesus will crumble and fall. There's that promise. The enemy is defenseless. The authority of Jesus is endless. You see, I was seeing this before and my heart was leaping. The enemy is defenseless and the authority of Jesus is endless. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory be to God, to His Son, whose blood can save everyone. Jesus now reigns forevermore. He is the one we worship and adore. Hallelujah. Then He says, you will see the cabal fall, says the Lord, for I am cleansing earth's core. Where evil was allowed to reside, now righteousness will abide. There's coming a time of reprieve. Now understand, sin is wrong and won't make heaven. But evil is worse than sin. And He is going to put a quietness on this evil for a season for the great harvest to come in. Praise God. But during this time, He is warning us all through this word this morning. Beware, be watchful of your soul and your thoughts. Here as I go on, praise God. Where evil was allowed to reside, now righteousness will abide. A new calendar giving us a new start notes Noah's rainbow arch, a new season of righteousness where many at the cross find peace and rest. During this time of reprieve, many the enemy will try to deceive. Carefully guard your heart, thoughts, and mind during this reprieve of time. It is during this time of harvest, Satan will try his hardest in cunning, devious ways to captivate your days. Going to try to keep you so busy that you can't take time for Jesus. We must be discerning and wise if we are to spot his deceptive lies. The Lord says, the battles are mine, says the Lord of hosts. I will burn him like overcooked toast. I love the way He says things. They're so simple and plain and down to earth, and they catch me unaware sometimes. What did He say here? The battles are mine, says the Lord of hosts. I will burn him like overcooked toast. My house will be full, the Lord said, as we drink his wine and eat his bread. The righteous will reign through the authority of my name. Christ at Calvary, he won this war and now reigns supreme forevermore. Remember not to trust in what you see. Come on, he's giving us some warning here. Put all your trust and faith in me. Remember not to trust in what you see. That natural eye is very deceptive. But put your faith and trust in me. Remember he spoke, I think it was yesterday, about love and how deceptive many things are in the natural. But his love was perfection. Things are about to change and will never be the same. Knowledge will explode as my wisdom I expose. Be watchful, discerning to the end, and a crown of life you will win. We have a prize waiting for us, people. But there again, I say two or three times he's mentioned that. He's mentioned wisdom. He's mentioned be watchful. Holy Ghost, let me, your gifts abide in me, that the deception I will always see. Is that your prayer? Glory be to God, to the Son, to the Holy Ghost that is three in one. Then he says, I am opening new avenues for you to go tell the good news. You cannot imagine what I have in store for those who love me and I adore. Riches untold as this earth I unfold, new earth I unfold. Treasures, not just silver and gold, but my knowledge and wisdom I will unfold. Come on, people, twice he's done talked about this. And about three or four times he's talked about being watchful and careful. My wisdom will help you get through all the enemy will attempt to do. The ground will fall beneath his feet, collapsing him in total defeat. I love it. Holy Mashandamahai. When you get the head of the snake, all else just crumbles. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. And he's got a rope around his neck. Hallelujah to God. You, he says, are protected by my mercy and grace as each day may you embrace. It's important that we talk with him day by day. Get intimate with him. Remember, he's another warning. Remember, all is not what it appears, but know I am always near. Come on, here's another one. Beware, all is not what it seems, but has come to steal your hopes and dreams. Hear what he's saying. My Lord, help me. Praise God. I wanted to find that first one, but I don't see it real quick. Praise be unto God. Let me just go on. I'm sorry. Remember, all is not what it appears. No, I am always near. Beware, all is not what it seems, but has come to steal your hopes and dreams. All are not who you think they are. Beware of the fallen star. My Lord and my God. Be sure to spend a long time with him, keeping hold tight to his hem. Moments with the king rattle the cages of hell as they hear Jesus say, all is well. You hear what he's saying. Be sure to spend a long time with him and keep a tight hold on his hem. Moments with the king rattle the cages of hell, the gates of hell, as they hear Jesus say, all is well. I usually have a prayer after I give his word, but today I want to give a little testimony. There's been several that have mentioned things like, I'm not good enough, I could never do what you do, God would not choose me, etc., etc. And I want to tell you a little bit of where I came from. And don't tell me God can't choose you. Don't tell me that, because it's not true. I was in prayer yesterday before I did my video, and I was talking to the Lord, and I kept hearing these things about myself that happened through my life. And finally I stopped and I said, Lord, do you want me to give my testimony? And it was like he was saying, yes, but I wasn't quite sure when. So I didn't give it yesterday, but I'm going to give you a little bit today. And believe me, I'm just going to hit the highlights because I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want anybody to be offended. It's in my past or even in my present, or think that it might be them or et cetera, because this is just about what happened to me. A lot of people will say, or you're saying to yourself, that I could never do what you do. I could never, God could never use me in these ways, et cetera, et cetera. Well, let me tell you, every bit of that's a lie from the pit of hell, because he says things like, you're not good enough, or you were not born on the right side of the track. Oh, I was told one time when I was a kid, you know, you were born on the wrong side of the track. Don't fool with my son. And I'm like, oh, wow. But anyway, those kind of things hurt and they stick with you. They stick with you. If people were cursing around you or lying and talking bad things about you, all of that forms how you think and what you feel about yourself. But God has never, ever, ever said anything negative about you. And on the contrary, he has said that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. He watched you from the time you were conceived in your mother's womb, and he had given you a part of himself, which is love, that abided you from the beginning. The Trinity was there. He breathed life into you when you were born, made you a living soul. Most of our lives are formed around the environments that surround us. If we were born to parents and what they taught us, how they dressed, what they ate, how they talked, what they believed, and what others said about us, and things that we saw happen around us, these things formed how we think and how we came about. They played a very huge part. But we were born with love, to be kind and to be gentle, caring people. That part of us is given from birth. Praise God, because there's a part of God in each one of us. Things like lying and cursing and hate and anger and bitterness and deceitfulness and wrongdoing and all this bitterness and corruption, all of that is taught. It's taught by people and by our surroundings. But God. I love those two favorite words, but God. It doesn't matter whether your mother was cursing or singing while she was carrying you in the womb. If she was lying or cheating, whether you were born into poverty or riches, it doesn't matter. Jesus can change everything that happens around you with one drop of his blood. I am a living witness to his transformation, because I was very shy and backwards, introverted type person. Even though I dated a football player, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I was very introverted, very insecure because of my background. But Jesus turned me inside out and upside down and every way but loose when his blood touched my soul. He lifted like a 2,000-pound weight off of me called sin that I didn't even know I carried. I had been to church all of my life, but I had not ever heard anyone say I had to be born again. To your shame, pastors, to your shame. Praise God. I was raised military. My dad was an alcoholic for means that I'm not going to, like I said, I'm going to hit real highlights and that's it. But when he was drunk, he was very mushy. Ooh, and I hated to be around him from that. And that's a bad word to say. From the time I was 2 years old, I had been molested by a friend of his. And I was at the age in my 50s when God delivered me from all of that. Praise be unto God. All those things that I was born into. It took him that long, but he never fails. I was molested by a friend of his from the age of 2, and God took me back to that crib and showed me where it began. And I was afraid to tell my dad because of how he was, and because he's very mean. And then I was afraid to tell my mother that she would tell my dad. So, I mean, it just kept going on and on for years. And then anyway, and I had been raped by two different times in my life by two different people. And, but at the age of 18, I was already married. I married my last year of high school. And, but I was married, but I went to a revival with his parents and I got saved. That's when I found Jesus. Everything in my life turned around. But after 20, my husband was not with me on that plane at that time that I had such a hunger to know the Savior that I thought he knew. But anyway, I'm not going into that part of my life. It was a lot of good times, but at 28 years, my marriage fell apart. And I blamed myself for everything. I said I should have been a better wife, a better mother, a better Christian. I should have been stronger. It's all my fault. And I was so ashamed and carried so much guilt for so many years. But God. My two favorite words, but God, he came on the scene. While I was out there in the world, I was very mad at God because I wanted a Christian home and my husband did not want to be what I want that Christian at that time. And I didn't know how to stand on my own. Praise be unto God. There I go over the time again. I'm trying so hard to get this out. I tried a lot of things in the world. I tried alcohol. I tried partying. I tried doing things that I had no business doing to drown out Jesus is what I was trying to do. And that's what you're trying to do. You with you that are taking drugs and you that are in alcoholism, you that are going out there in the world thinking partying and doing these illicit things under the name of fun. And you're actually in your soul, you're so miserable that you have to take more drugs, you have to take more alcohol, you have more suicidal thoughts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's because you're trying to drown out God saying, I love you, come to me and I will take this all away. I was there. I've been through that. I know what you feel. But he said to me one day loud and clear, he said, if you don't repent and come to me now, I'll withdraw my spirit. It scared me so bad that I went and told him, I found a pastor. And he said, do you want me to come? I said, no, just pray, pray. I have to get back with Jesus today. And I did that very night. Him and his wife did come over and they prayed with me. And I got myself back in church. I had not received the Holy Ghost at that time, and I was very tempted. I kept slipping and sliding every way. There's so much I could say. But anyway, what I'm trying to say at the end, when I did really come back, I made a decision. I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And do you think the trials stopped? No, they didn't stop. They got hard. They got very hard. But God was always there to keep me from sliding and from falling. He said, I will put my angels there so you will not fall. No matter how we feel like we have failed, we have not failed Christ, because as long as he woos us and we keep going back and saying, Lord, we want you more than we want anything. He can work with you and he will work with you and he will not stop working with you. I can't even go on with any more of this. I want to tell you right in the end of my testimony here that he is not only your Savior, which is the most powerful gift God has ever given, that precious blood that cleanses, lifts that weight of sin. But right immediately, the enemy comes in to try to pull you back into that. That's the trials. But we remember, he's not just our Savior. He's the healer of the soul, the spirit, and the body. He is our avenger. He is our defender. He is our protector. My Lord and my God, he is all of this and so much more. That's what the devil tries to keep you from seeing. My Lord and my God, he doesn't have respect to persons. A question was asked in a church my husband went to many, many years ago. And the question was, he said, first of all, God does not have favorites. You out there that think you can't do what I do or do what someone else does that you see, the devil's lying to you, because God does not have favorites. But the question was, what does he have? And the answer was intimates. Intimates. And my husband answered the perfect thing that he wanted to hear. Those who are hungry and thirsty for God to be intimate with him receive more. It's not that he loves us anymore, but it's that we can see more because we hunger for more. Are you one that hungers today? Are you one that's thirsting today? Jesus is waiting, just waiting, saying, here I am with open arms. I will take you in and I will spin you around and put you on solid ground. Hale Moshandai Ramasika Labahotanai. Trust and faith in him alone, for he alone your sins did atone. I love you so much, but God loves you so much more. I've got to go. But I praise God for each and every one of you so much. Know he loves you most of all.